Walk on the buttons, my elf.
Graham's cat's walking on his laptop. What's your cat's name?
Molly.
Molly.
You just try to spell it out for you.
We can have her as the guest. If you want to leave, you can just go do what you want.
Well, me?
Yeah, I'll talk to Molly. Oh, hello, you saucy little devils, and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast, the show designed for people with ADHD. With me is Graham, as always. Graham, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, apart from the cat.
What, with its bum in your face?
Well, it's just everything in my face at the moment. She doesn't know where she wants to be.
Graham is really stressing because he was rushing around. I gave him a call and was like, are you ready to do the podcast? And he was like, oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to be going out for dinner. So you're quite stressed about that. It's a good thing it's only a really short podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite convenient.
Let's not waste any more of your time. Where are you going to dinner?
I don't know.
You don't know where you're eating?
No.
Okay. Are you taking the lady out or is she taking you out?
No, I'm going out with the lads.
But you don't know where?
No.
Where are you meeting them?
I don't know.
But a minute ago, you were all like, I've got to go, I don't have time for this, I've got to go meet the lads.
Yeah, because I know I'm meant to be meeting them now, but I don't have any specifics right now.
When will you find out the specifics? Oh, for God's sake, let's just get into the podcast. Graham, I have randomised listener suggestions from 1 to 4. We've got 4 left. Just a reminder to everyone, head over to the316.podbean.com and top us up. We desperately need your suggestions because my own topics are pretty awful. Graham, choose a number between 1 and 4.
I'm going to say number 2.
Number 2. Oh, this is quite a timely one. Today, we are talking about the new Star Wars movie, as suggested by, once again, Tim O'Warner. Graham, are you excited for the new Star Wars movie?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe, right?
Yeah.
Like, we accidentally drove set of Star Wars when I went to Pinewood Studios.
I forgot about this! Yeah, you actually went to the Star Wars set and played a gig, didn't you?
Yeah, so, accidentally saw some props, quickly made out of there, like Han Solo, and,
What did you see? What props did you see?
I think, and now I could be wrong, but I think I saw a wooden model of the Death Star.
That's a big spoiler.
Well, I don't know if I should be talking about this, you know.
I remember at the time you said you couldn't reveal anything on pain of death. Do they make you sign stuff?
You're not allowed to document anything while you're there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really meant to see that, so I don't think that was intentional. But
yeah.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, mate. From what I saw of it already, it looks great.
That trailer, I mean, I was very doubtful about this movie to start with. I thought, it's got the potential to be garbage, and I'm not a massive J.J. Abrams fan. I think he can be a little bit hacky sometimes. But that trailer shut me right the hell up.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks absolutely incredible. This looks like the Star Wars movie everyone wants and needs right now.
This looks like the movie that everybody was waiting for 10 years ago when they did that awful...
I think it's going to be better than the original.
You're right.
The original trilogy, yeah, I do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Don't set your heights too high.
I think people hold the original trilogy in... They put it on too high a pedestal sometimes, I think. It's they've got quite big flaws in them.
You know what? I was watching back like an updated version of the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, the CGI in this is actually really good for that time. But it had been redone, hadn't it?
Yeah, Lucas went back and put all kinds of nonsense CGI scenes that just look horrible within the movies. And, and he put Hayden Christensen at the end of Return of the Jedi.
I know.
It's like, how dare you?
But, an idiot.
One thing I will say... However, as much as I'm looking forward to the new Star Wars movie, and I made a little parody about this on my YouTube channel, I'll link to it in the show notes, I'm kind of sick of hype culture, particularly like hype geek culture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Like people doing reaction videos to try... Why? No one needs to see your gormless face for 3 minutes while you overreact to the camera about how excited you are just for views.
I know.
It's going to be great, but not everything has to be, ooh, epic, wow, geektastic. I spoke to a guy the other day, he said, oh, I'm a real big geek because, yeah, I love Star Wars. It's the most popular movie franchise in history. That doesn't make you a geek.
Yeah, that makes...
Why is everyone fighting for geek cred at the moment? I don't like the whole culture. It annoys
me. It's the Big Bang Theory. That's what it is.
Oh, don't get me started. And in fact, I don't even have time to finish. Thanks for another episode, Graham. Bye.
Bye.